Hello guys, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, all on the family. But God began to deal with us, we realized something. We're reaching thousands with our seminars, but we can reach millions with our radio program. We're having some great feedback, so we want to encourage today. If this program has helped you in any way, if you've got something out of it, give us a call. Drop us a line, send us a note, email us, and let us know how it's helped you. God told us years ago that we would be doing this in the last days and said our ministry would restore hope in the lives of families through the knowledge of the Word of God. It's the Word of God that changes people, puts hope back in you, man. God can do all kinds of great things. Part the Red Sea and raise the dead. He can save a marriage. He can save a family. He can help you with your parenting, help you with your money. It is the Word of God. So this program is just based on that alone. It's restoring hope in the lives of families through the knowledge of the Word of God. Give us a line and let us know how it's helped you.
You're listening to Joe McGee.
You know, God always simplified complicated things. You know, God took the entire Old Testament and summed it up with two sentences. He said, if you'll love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and if you'll love your neighbor as you love yourself, you will fulfill the entire law. So instead of trying to keep up with all the Ten Commandments, the 613 laws, 39 books, if you just do these two things, up with all the Ten Commandments, the 613 laws, 39 books, if you just do these two things, you'll be good.
You are listening to Joe McGee. He'll be right back with more of today's message. But first, we'd like to tell you about this month's life-changing offer for your family. When you call and give a gift of $35 or more to help Joe continue to reconcile families across this nation, Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you a special radio package. It's called Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. This set includes three audio messages that are thought-provoking and funny, a couple of prayer reminders, and 31 teaching cards to help you and your kids build a strong marriage and family. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Your support goes to help grow the outreach of Joe McGee Ministries. Joe uses a laugh and learn approach that removes barriers and provides a refreshing point of view and a new hope for your marriage and family. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Now, here's Joe.
You know, for the last 24 years, we've been traveling all over America teaching on the family. I always believed when I was working as an engineer in the electrical industry years ago that one day God would use us. You know, having six kids, you know, some people think, well, you sure have a lot of kids. Well, we liked them. We really did. You know, we came from families of 12. My dad had 12 brothers and sisters, and my father-in-law had 12 brothers and sisters. So big families are just fun. It was what we did for entertainment. You know, if you have fun, find a family member. You want to start a fight, find a family member. It was just what we did. So my wife and I got married. We thought we'd like to have big families. So we went with half, with six. And so I tell people having six kids won't make you holy or famous. Might make you insane and broke if you don't know what to do when they show up. But God is into the family. It's the first thing he made. And if you read in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, it's the first thing he lost. When Adam and Eve sinned, they got fired from their job, evicted from the house, and their kids started killing each other. But God had a plan for the family. He had a plan through his son coming to earth. And so all of a sudden, once we had the silent night, holy night, we through kings and more in our story, we now have hope. God is rebuilding the family. You know, there's a passage in Isaiah 61, God said he would revive, repair, restore, rebuild the family. And so that's what we do. We hold seminars, about 80 seminars all over the country, teaching on marriage, parenting, men, money, anything to do in the home. Because, man, the pressure has picked up. You know, I remember when I got out of high school, gasoline was 25 cents a gallon. We could rent a house for $55 a month. I mean, things got expensive. Things changed. And boy, the pressures build up. Now, almost every family's got having to have two incomes to make it. And we got a lot of single-parent families today. But God has not lost us. He said in the last days, he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. The man, things are going to happen in our families. And I believe it's happening right now. But it happens through the knowledge of his word. So what we do is we teach. Now, we call this a laugh and learn experience. People come out and we have seminars on, again, every area of the home, you know, whether it's your financial life or your married life. You know, we used to kids say, you know, marriage is nothing more than two ignorant people growing up together. It's just a fun time. Kids, you know, once you have them, you can't take them back. It's not like you buy something at Walmart, you can go return it. They're going to be with us forever. And God knew that. He said to train them up and to teach them. So Well, we found out there is a method, believe it or not, to having a great family. It said in 1 Peter 3 that you and I all have the kind of family that makes somebody else jealous. Listen, guys, there's no perfect families. I don't have a perfect family. Got a good one. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day and they get back up. We're not the perfect people. We're the getting back up people. We learn how to repent quick, forgive quick, and get back up. God promised us that he'd satisfy us with a lot of things. With long life will I satisfy you, show you my salvation. Length of days will be in your hand. Riches not will be in the other. God's promised some great stuff. Well, why don't we see it? Well, because we live on an alien planet. Satan is the legal god of this planet. He got it when he stole it from Adam and Eve in the garden. The thing is, we don't belong to him anymore. If you're a born-again believer, I belong to the kingdom of God. I've been taken out of the kingdom of darkness. Thing is, if you don't know that, the devil's a liar. He'll mess with you. So what we do seminars in our Faith for Families ministry on marriage, parenting, and men. We got a great publishing company, Stoneblood Publishing, putting out printed material that puts hope back in the lives of people, tells you how to live life according to the Word of God and be a success and cover America with hope. Because that's what we need. Hope deferred, the Bible says, makes the heart sick. And that's what people are lacking. So we go in and we have open sessions. We'll start off usually with the first session about what the problem was. You know, in our first session on marriage, we talk about the differences in men and women. When I married my wife, I thought, my goodness, I've married somebody just like me. Man, we like the same food, the same John Wayne movies. We like the same everything, the same movies. It didn't take about 3 months in our marriage. We realized, oh my goodness, I've married my absolute total opposite. We couldn't agree on anything. And now all of a sudden, 3 years in our marriage, we're ready for a divorce. I hated her guts and she hated mine. And what happened? Well, we married the wrong person. I either married too early or too late or something. And I realized, no, according to the Word of God, I married my exact opposite. No one explained that to me when I got married. You know, when God made the creation, everything he made was good. Everything was good. Good, 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 very good. The first time God said not good, he was looking at a man. He's looking at Adam. And all of a sudden, Adam said, what did you say? God said, not good. Adam said, what's not good? You. What's not good? He said, you're alone. I'm going to make you a helper. So God made a woman. Now, I don't know if you notice not. When God made a woman, he made something better. You know, the average woman's got a higher IQ. She's got a better immune system. She has a bigger vocabulary. She's got better manual dexterity. When God made a woman to help man, he made something better. When he looked at Adam and said, you need help, he didn't make another Adam. Now I've got two doofuses to deal with. He actually made a helper. And so what we learned today is that when you get married, you married your opposite by divine appointment and as a gift from God. God gave us everything we didn't have. My wife's smart where I'm not smart, talented where I'm not talented. I'm smart where she's not smart. I'm talented where she's not talented. That's why the Bible says two are better than one. Now, we didn't know that. We thought, well, we never get along. We never get along. That's because you never see the problem with the same viewpoint. You know, when we got married, we realized something. Denise and I, we just never agreed on anything. And it wasn't until we got in the Word of God, we realized, oh, this is how God set it up. Two are better than one. If any two shall get in agreement on anything, it'll be done of our Father which is in heaven. If one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. We realized the power of two. Not because we saw the problem the same, but because we saw it different. You know, the Bible says there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. Why? Because you agree? No. I see something you don't see. I heard something you don't hear. If we two can get together, we're going to become a problem-solving machine. That's what a marriage is. A marriage is a problem-solving machine. Then God said children were his reward. I remember sitting in a class one time when I heard that scripture. Children are a reward from the Lord. I thought, man, that's the worst thing I ever heard. There's no way that can be true. We've got six of them. I don't see a rewarding thing about it. Man, they were costing us money before they ever came out of the womb. And then once they came out of the womb, they cost more money. Man, they're tearing stuff up, flushing stuff they shouldn't, not flushing stuff they should, trying to get into the past algebra and diagram a sentence. Like, what are you going to leave home? And God said, no, I'm going to give them to you, and I'm going to let you train them up. Then eventually you're going to give them back to me, and I'm going to do something great with them. It's a great honor to parent. It's a privilege to parent. And it's work to parent. But God's told us how to do it throughout the Word of God. He tells us how to teach and to train. He said, our children, Psalms 112, verse 1 through 3, will bring great honor to our name. Great honor. Not embarrassed. You ever been embarrassed as a parent? I have. Like, what happened? My God, what's wrong with them? Well, I remember my wife told me one time, I said, what's wrong with our kids? And my wife said, go look in the mirror. They're just like you, Joe. And I realized something. Like kind reproduces like kind. As a parent, I don't need my kids to grow up. I needed to grow up. And that's why the local church is the most powerful thing on this planet. It's in the local church that iron strikes iron. It's in the local church where you sit under a pastor and you learn the Word of God. It's in the local church you fellowship with other saints. You get to be a blessing and help people as much as you get help. And that's where you start growing in the grace and knowledge. You know, when I got married, I wasn't perfect. My wife wasn't perfect. We're still growing. I still get to know her every day. She gets to know me. But man, what an adventure. Second greatest thing next to salvation is finding a spouse. This is a great blessing. I love growing older with my spouse. I love. We still don't agree on everything, but we're all growing in God. And I'm telling you, it's a great thing God's doing. So, building families, putting them back together, giving them the tools they need to have a happy, successful, prosperous, long marriage and long life. And God's going to do it through His Word. He really is.
Today, Joe brings you a message that will have you rolling with laughter and thinking about how God designed us to be relational from the very beginning of life. Start today to fight and overcome the tough challenges of marriage. But before we get into today's message, I want to let you know about this month's great radio offer. When you call and give a gift of $35 or more to help Joe continue to fight to reconcile families across this nation, Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you a special radio package. It's called Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. The set includes 3 audio discs, messages that will guide you on building a better marriage, 2 cards designed to help remind you each day to pray for your spouse, and you'll also get a set of 31 Telling Your Children the Truth scripture cards. All 3 of these powerful items are designed to help you discover how you can build a strong family with joy, love, and the truth of God's Word. To get your Marriage Building 101 Essential Set, simply call us toll-free 1-800-482-5862. That number again is 1-800-482-5862. Be sure to tell the operator that you want the Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Now, here's Joe with today's biblical message.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Don't you love to start over again? Man, I do. I love it. I don't care how good a year it is. You always love getting another year, so we can get another shot at this. Okay. I got to shorten this up. Shorten it up. My wife says, shorten it up. I love my wife. Okay, Psalm 112. Let's jump in right this. Psalm 112, verse 1 through 3 is my favorite psalm in the whole Bible. I love them all. This is my favorite. It said, blessed is the man or the woman that fears God and delights in his commandments. Your children will be successful everywhere. That's the New Living Translation. The King James says, your seed will be mighty upon this planet. Now, we've got 6 kids. Love every one of them. Just got back from family vacation. We do it every year at the end of the year. Get everybody together. And, you know, I'm like Santa Claus stuck upside down in their chimney. Ho, ho, ho. I pay for everything. And so we usually get a cabin somewhere. I mean, we've been in Colorado, Tennessee. This year we're down in Broken Bow, Oklahoma. And it's hard to find one big enough to fit everybody in. So, you know, usually there's an opening because nobody needs a cabin that big. So that works out good for us now. So we were down there, and I get them for 4 hours one day. I say, you owe me 4 hours one day this week, and you're mine. I paid for you to come. I own you. So you come on in here, sit down, because I want to talk about your future, because I love you. But good people go stupid every day, and I don't want you to be one of them. We want to finish strong. And we're living in the greatest day of human history. We're living in the last days. God's Spirit's being poured out without measure. But you got to keep some priorities straight. Just kind of simplify your life and do the important things. Don't worry about a lot of the other stuff. So we get them together. We go through this process. So I'm going to kind of cover this morning what our annual, this is what I want you to do kind of a thing. And I always remind them, God's Word promised me, if I fear God and I ask Him every day, I pray it twice a day, Father, Psalm 34:11, teach me and my family to fear you, for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor, Proverbs 3:16. So pray for the fear of God. Ask for the wisdom of God. Do what I need to do. So because I do that, I expect you to succeed. Now, for years, I thought the opposite of success was failure. If you didn't succeed, you failed. Well, that's not biblical. It's not in the Webster's Dictionary. The opposite of success is mediocre. You look it up in any dictionary. The opposite of being successful is mediocrity. Well, that's a nasty word, mediocrity. Jesus talked about it. He said, I would that you were hot or that you were cold. The fact that you're lukewarm means I'll spit you out of my mouth. God hates mediocrity. He said, I want you to be above all things, do above all things. You're going to be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath everything. He said, your hand is going to prosper. You know, we got all those promises. It sounds kind of gum flap if you just say them all at the same time, except it's the promise of God. Because you and I live on an alien planet. This world is not our home. We are passing through. And I remind our kids every year, you're on an alien planet. God's not in charge, okay? God left you in charge. You've got to take authority. You've got to plead the blood. You've got to say the prayers. You've got to lay hands on the sick. You get to help the poor. You get to help the orphans. You get to help the widow. It's your job. God's in heaven. And so we go through this process that you got to be successful. And so I thought, well, you're not going to be successful. And I try to narrow it down every year. I do a testing thing. We got the unemployment test, God gifts. Used to have these books here, God's gifts, Romans 12. What are you good at? You're going to be good at one thing. You know, the Bible says even the body of Christ, the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. The hand can't say to the foot, I don't need you. The eye does something different than the hand does something different than the foot. I got six kids, no two are the same. They're all ours. They all came out different. They're all very creative. But I expect you to be good at what God created you to be successful at. Your gift will make room for you. It'll bring you before kings. It'll make you wealthy. What are you good at? Quit trying to be good at everything. You're just going to be mediocre, and God hates mediocrity. So God promised, if I feared him and delighted his commandments, you're going to be successful. So every year we take the test again. What are you good at? And I've got a daughter that's a college professor. She loves to read. One's an accountant. She loves math. One's great with words. She owns half of a publishing company. She's majored in marketing and journalism. They all are different. I said, but whatever you get good at, you need to get real good at, okay? Your gift's going to make room. You can't ever stop growing. You keep growing. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you these scriptures. Now, there's a ton of them, but these are my favorite ones. When I went through that this year, I said, success. So I want to read these to you. I like this. Joshua 1:8, this is the most famous one. I'm reading all these from the New Living Translation. Joshua 1, verse 7 and 8 says this, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions that Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left, for then you will be successful in everything you do. Everybody say everything. Come on, say it again. Now, sometimes you read the Bible and you think, well, that's just too gum flappy to be true. Because we live in a hell-bent world. We live in a world that's messed up, where Satan is a temporary god of this world, John 10:10. He steals, kills, and destroys. We have a lottery mentality. We have a luck mentality. Well, you sure were lucky. Man, you sure lucked out. There's no such thing as luck. There's God, the devil, heaven, hell, angels, and demons. We're in between like an Oreo cookie. We get to choose. We get to choose. I set before you life, death, blessing, and cursing. God said, you choose. And I'm really trying to pound at my kids. God's got a great life for you, but you will have opposition. But you need to understand your job is to be more than a conqueror and an overcomer. Not sit there and thumbs up, well, nothing good ever works out for me. I never got a break. Nobody ever loved me. I couldn't get a date. Dog bit me. Coach wouldn't play me. Teacher wouldn't pat me. Everybody half the psalm, half the hymn, half the sad song. And we don't want that. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, Revelation 12 says. So I like this. Then it goes on and says, study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. Be sure to obey everything written. So it's three things. Study, meditate, and obey. Study, meditate, and obey. If you study, meditate, and obey, it says then and only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. So I want successful kids. I got too many of them for any of them to go stupid on me. I can't afford you to go stupid, okay? I don't go stupid on me. I need you to be successful. Well, to be successful, success comes only from one place, the Word of God. So if you're not in the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, thinking the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, success isn't going to come because the devil's a thief and he's not afraid of you. He's afraid of Christ in you coming out of your mouth. You're going to have to get the word in you and get it coming out of your mouth. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Call those things that be not, so they are. You know, they called it for about 10 years back in the 70s, the name it and claim it cult. And I remember I went through Canada one time for 3 weeks. They said, are you that name it and claim it cult? I said, probably. I said, that's how I got saved. They said, well, I said, yeah, you know, Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for you, and that God raised from the dead. And if you confess that with your mouth, you'll get saved. So I named it, claimed it, and I got in. Mercy. Psalm 90, verse 17, Psalm 90, 17 says this, may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, God, make our effort successful. It is God's will, I told them, that you succeed. The thing is, succeed at what? Who are you and what are you doing here? So every year we go through that who, what, where, how, why, when. It's a secular seminar, but it's all biblical. Most people don't know who they are. They just want somebody to like them. I just want a date, and I just want somebody to hire me. I just want to have a good life. You're not going to. You're on an alien planet. Satan's in charge. He hates your guts. He's coming after you. Does that scare you? Yeah, it's good. Because maybe that's what we need. You know, I always try to get my kids to read their Bible. I buy 1 year Bibles. They wouldn't read it. So, you know, so, well, it's just too complicated and it's too big. So we'll start with the book of John. I heard that my whole life. Just start with John. That'll kind of explain stuff. Well, it's just too long. John's too long. Well, dear God. Could go to Jude. They don't have any chapters in that one. How short a book do you need? So I said, well, go to Revelation. That'll scare the snot out of you. That'll make you read the rest of it. It's the only book that says, blessed are those who read and understand the words of this book. Woo, have mercy. But I like this. Proverbs 1, verse 3. Proverbs 1, verse 3 says, the purpose of Proverbs is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. So success comes one place, comes from the Word of God. You know, God always simplified complicated things. You know, God took the entire Old Testament and summed it up with two sentences. He said, if you'll love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and if you'll love your neighbor as you love yourself, you will fulfill the entire law. So instead of trying to keep up with all the Ten Commandments, the 613 laws, and 39 books, if you just do these two things, you'll be good. God simplifies complicated things.
Joe's going to be back in just a moment with a tool to help you build a God-based, stronger marriage. But before we get to today's final thought and take home, I wanted to let you know about this month's great radio offer. When you call and give a gift of $35 or more to help Joe continue to fight to reconcile families across this nation, Joe would like to thank you for your support by giving you a special radio package. It's called Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. The set includes 3 audio discs, messages that will guide you on building a better marriage, 2 cards designed to help remind you each day to pray for your spouse, and you'll also get a set of 31 Telling Your Children the Truth scripture cards. All 3 of these powerful items are designed to help you fight for your own family, to discover how you can build a strong family with joy, love, and the truth of God's Word. To get your Marriage Building 101 Essential Set, simply call us toll-free 1-800-482-5862. That number again is 1-800-482-5862. Be sure to tell the operator that you want the Marriage Building 101 Essential Set. That number again, 1-800-482-5862. Now, here's Joe with a tool for you to use in your marriage.
Okay, this is a great one. This is a great question. People ask you, should you be involved in your child's social life? Like it's a question. I thought, that's not a question. That's just a stupid statement. Yes, you're to be involved. I'm deeply involved all the way through. To the day for my daughters, until the day I walk you down the aisle, I'm involved. Matter of fact, I've never married off a daughter that as I was walking her down the aisle to marry the man of her life, I've asked them all the same questions. Hey, if you don't want to do this, we'll go out the back door right now. I'll take you right out, get in your car, we'll leave. Man, they'll eat the food, we'll give the flowers away, and it'll be just fine with me. I'm still giving you an open door. I am involved in your life. Until you say I do and get married, I am the biggest thing in your life. I'm next to God. I'm like Santa Claus stuck upside down in your chimney, in both good ways and confronting ways. So I tell parents, God gave us children to train and to teach. Train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. Whom shall we teach the deep doctrines of God? Those weaned from the mothers, line upon line, precept on precept. I mean, the Bible's packed. I am to teach and train. Not until they're 18. You're going to be my child when you're 70 and I'm 90. That will never end. Now, the authority starts to be handed off and you'll eventually become responsible for your own self. I can't be God to you. I'm just to teach you and train you. And I know the number one way the devil gets into a child's life is through their social life. Somebody that looks good, smells good, talks good, gum flaps. I just tell people, the devil doesn't have horns. He doesn't have a pitchfork. He doesn't have a tail. Lucifer is the single most beautiful thing God ever made. He was in charge of praise and worship in heaven. He was the most beautiful thing. He was full of wisdom. You go back to Ezekiel 28, read the 4 gifts that God gave Lucifer. When he got fired from his job, he didn't lose his gifts. Instead of using his gifts to give honor to God, He uses his gifts to get people to turn from God. So, you know what he's going to do? I'm just going to make you a smart aleck. I won't give you wisdom. I'll just make you a smart aleck. And most humans are smart alecks. Their greatest sense of joy is cutting down and ridiculing other people. The devil, he was the best looking thing ever was. Most humans spend hours in front of a mirror trying to look good. I said, listen, that flesh is going back to dirt. You just don't need to mess a whole lot with it. Just keep it clean, all right? And what the devil does, he gets a sidetrack chasing things. So my child's social life appeals to everything in their flesh. Somebody saying something nice about them, bragging on them, complimenting. Why? We love affirmation. That's why as a parent, that's my wife and I's number one job, is to constantly affirm our kids from and with the Word of God. Here's what God says about that. Here's what God thinks about that. Because if I'm not telling the truth, they'll believe a lie. God had Adam and Eve in the garden. Weather was perfect. Men, neighbors are great. Clothes were cheap and food was free. It was perfect. Until what? Until the devil started lying to them. Are you sure God said? Are you sure God meant? Are you sure? And he lied to them and they sinned, and sin had death attached to it. More kids get into deep trouble because of who the friends they have. I've told kids the whole life, you tell me who your friends are, I'll tell you what you're going to turn out like. You will become like the people you hang around. So I'm very involved. So I want to help them have a great social life. I'm going to take you to Toastmasters, teach you how to speak. I'm going to take you to etiquette class, teach you what to wear, how to say it, how to put makeup on so you don't look like Bozo the Clown, how to start, carry on, and end a conversation. I'm going to empower you socially. I want you to be the most popular kid in your class, the most popular kid in your school. But you do it by serving people, not by showing off. Yes, I believe in being involved in your child's social life to empower them, not to control them, but to launch them out for a great life. It's going to be good.
Call now, 1-800-482-5862. That's 1-800-482-5862. You can also write Joe at P.O. Box 691-498, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74169. We're excited to hear about all the great things God is going to do in your life as you apply these principles. Join us when Joe continues this Laugh and Learn series on how you need the right tools to build a successful marriage. It's never too late to change your marriage.
Hello, guys. This is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, all on the family. But God began to deal with us. We realized something. We're reaching thousands with our seminars, but we can reach millions with our radio program. We're having some great feedback. So we want to encourage today, if this program has helped you in any way, if you've got something out of it, give us a call. Drop us a line. Send us a note, email us, and let us know how it's helped you. God told us years ago that we would be doing this in the last days. He said our ministry would restore hope in the lives of families through the knowledge of the Word of God. It's the Word of God that changes people, puts hope back in you, man. God can do all kinds of great things. Part the Red Sea and raise the dead. He can save a marriage. He can save a family. He can help you with your parenting, help you with your money. It is the Word of God. So this program is just based on that alone. It's restoring hope in the lives of families through the knowledge of the Word of God. Give us a line. Let us know how it's helped you.